Welcome to the Blessings of Christ. On the eighth day of July, 2018, everyone is welcome to sit around him, to be in his presence, to reach your hand out to him, and to seek a blessing. He is here for each of us and for all of us collectively. And so I extend my warmest welcome to you. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here for you. I would like to start this day, as we always do, by opening our call up to our community to find out who's here, what you would like, what you need, and what you would like to say. We have a caller from area code 802, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you? And how's everybody? I would like to add our blessings and prayers to the collective, the rescue mission going on in Thailand right now for the young boys and their coach.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's been going on way too long.
Way too long.
It should have already been solved.
For the safety, too, of all the experts that are there, and safety for everyone to get out of that cave.
Oh, yes. We do. We will have a special. There's just a special place in our heart for them, and I've been offering blessings every day.
Yes.
And I would.
For the rains to abate. The rains.
I know. Hmm. We need everything. Nature. Of course, God wants their safety. But, you know, what happens, and this is something we have to all understand, is that nature has its own pattern that has been set in motion, and sometimes it's just almost impossible to turn it around. I know, I tried. I tried to turn a hurricane around and was only moderately successful in getting a little bit of abatement from it. But our universe has a mind of its own, and we have to surrender and in patience with faith and intelligence work with it so that we can take whatever nature offers us and turn it to an advantage. So let us try to, so often, you know, we find ourselves in difficult situations. And of course, the first thing we do is resist. I have a ministry, or I don't. Our church has a ministry in Africa, and one of our parishioners there was bitten by a scorpion, and it was the first time she had ever been bitten by a scorpion. She was going to die. She was in so much pain. She was trembling and crying, and they took her to the hospital, and I kept trying to tell them, it's okay. It's okay, unless she has a red scorpion bite. It just makes you feel like you're going to die. But you'll be fine in about 8 hours. Because I lived in Arizona, and I went through a number of scorpion bites. And my first one was, oh, I can't tell you how I reacted. I so overreacted. It was the most, I thought I'd been bitten by a venomous snake. I went to the hospital, you know, but the next day I was okay. After that, I've been stung maybe 4 or 5 times, and I look at it and I say, wow, oh my gosh, it hurts. And I found some essential oils that I put on it, and it sucks the venom right out, and it hurts still a little bit, but I go about my business and say, okay, we're working with it. I use this as an example of how when we are afraid and when we resist, we block our adaptive intelligence. Nature gave us the ability to adapt intelligently. As a matter of fact, the species on this earth that have survived are the ones who have the greatest ability to A, adapt, and B, to do so with intelligence. And that is a long-term genetic historical fact. You know, when a woman has her first child, it's like her body's coming apart. She's screaming. Second child, it hurts, but I'll get through it. Third child, okay, hand me a glass of tea, you know, puff, 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 have a glass of tea, puff, 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 and then wah, you know, it's like that. We can look at so many human problems that are made worse by our reaction. So I call for, in myself, when I see something like this or anything that's horrible, I call in myself for the deepest amount of compassion and the least amount of reaction. Because yes, therein is our greatest intelligence. Yes. That's something I learned from studying the life of Mother Teresa. She was so good about that form of balance. I don't think anyone other than Christ has had more compassion than she has. And she learned to not react to anything. You could throw anything at her, and she wouldn't react. So this is just a word of wisdom to everyone. Let's don't confuse reaction with compassion. When something goes wrong, our first instinct is to say, oh, my God. Right?
Yes, the fear.
Okay, I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you. And it's so funny because when I was a new artist, I used to carry all of my successful paintings around like they were brand new babies so carefully. I couldn't stand the thought of anything touching them. After 2 or 3 years, I was packing them on my back and everybody else would say, Glenda, take care of those paintings. They're precious. I said, oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
And I would throw them in the corner. What did you just do, Glenda? You threw a valuable painting. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. So it's just, you know, over the years, I became a seasoned mother to my creations. Over the years, I have become a seasoned mother to my parishioners. I know you hurt. I know you have problems. I know that sometimes your faith is just pushed to the limit. God knows mine is. Some days I really don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. But I try to find that little core space in my heart, in my room, where I can sit and be in peace. And I pray and I meditate. And I know that it's going to be just fine. Then I offer a blessing. One of my latest joys, I always look for things, either online or in written word or in educational TV or in human company or locally that elevates my serotonin level and my my serotonin level. And right now, my pet thing is pandas, panda cubs. They are the cutest little creatures God ever created. And I was watching a YouTube video. The nanny for one of the pandas had to put up his toys for the night. He got so mad, he threw a tantrum. But the way he threw a tantrum is he just tucked his head under and he started rolling. And he rolled downhill. And then he'd climb up the hill and he'd roll down the hill again. And then he'd climb up the hill and roll down the hill again. And he was throwing a little panda tantrum because he lost his toy. And then he came back up and he pouted. And his nanny came out and picked him up and hugged him. And he hugged her back and everything was fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm just giving you little bits of peace and joy because I know the world is full of problems. And, you know, think about the little pandas. They're almost extinct as a species. And some dedicated human caregivers are trying to bring them back into a sufficient population that they have enough, wide enough spread of a gene pool that they actually can be put back in nature because that's where they will survive the best as long as it's a protected area in nature. Pardon me. I just talked too long. But I'm going to take another call. And, Tony, you are on.
Hey, Glenda. Nice
yes.
to hear you. Hi. Hey, I looked at the these eclipses that are coming up. This one this week is really extraordinary. It'll happen
yes.
on the 12th. I think it's exact on the evening of the 12th, which is Thursday. Looks like it's 7:47, so we won't see it. But the thing about
no, we won't, but we'll feel it.
Well, yeah. So here's the one thing that's really extraordinary about it. Pluto has a very steeply inclined orbit compared to the orbit of the Earth and all the other planets. So what's happening this week is that Pluto is hitting the point where it descends below the orbit of the Earth. Now, this only happens once every 250 years.
Really?
Yes. So this week, when this eclipse happens, Pluto will be exactly aligned such that if we were on Pluto, we would actually see Earth passing in front of the sun, the face of the sun. It's that precise. And that will coincide approximately with the exact time of the full moon as well. So we have the moon and, the sun and the earth and Pluto all like in an exact straight line. Pretty close.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So the thing that came to me to say about it, just a short little phrase, because the Pluto aspect of this is heightened. So here's how it's striking me. Intensifying potential for resurrection and regeneration. Connectedness reveals new pathways for workability. And the last part of it there is because we're having a grand trine at the same time with Venus, Saturn, and Uranus. So that's how it's tying in with connectedness and structure and a workability and awakening.
Oh, powerful. And that's all at the same time.
Yeah.
We are going to see some changes in the world.
It's very significant, I think, because this one is so precisely aligned with Pluto that in some ways it's much more basic and essential. Sometimes the way Pluto strikes me is it's just like the essence of being. And it has such powerful, transformative impacts. Now the blood moon that will follow 2 weeks later will be aligned with Mars. And so Pluto and Mars have a harmonic resonance, kind of like on the level of will, divine will and personal will. So it's impacting our ability or our awareness, the energy of our presence and our ability to align with the divine will, to find places that we are in connection and resonance. So it reminds me of that wonderful class you did for us just a few weeks back, where we're talking about will and how will is connected to spirit, which was something that's just so lovely, beautiful, and helpful. But it's reminding me of that.
Thank you so much, Tony. Would you do me the gracious pleasure of sending me an email about the time you think would be the best for us to coordinate as blessing givers for offering a blessing into this configuration?
Yeah, certainly. I'll do that. Should I send it?
Because we have blessing givers around the planet now, and some of them will be seeing this eclipse.
Oh, yeah. So the Pacific time, the exact time of this thing. So it has a nice window. So the it's probably 2 hours.
Look,
plus
send me an email about it.
Okay. I will.
And then I will notify everyone else, and that way you can get it all precise, and we don't take up time on our call here.
Sounds good. Okay.
I really appreciate you and your weekly updates on what's going on in the heavens.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it ties in so nicely with what you're doing, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm going to take Mara, I see you're on the call. I'm going to put you on. I have been hearing about you, my dear. I hope you are doing better.
I am doing much better, and I am calling to thank everyone who has included me in your prayers. I was at my sister's, who took very good care of me for a month, and I am now back at home, and I'm still in a little bit of a recovery going on here, but I am doing much better. And while I was at my sister's, what you've been talking about so far today reminded me of just an adorable story about her two-year-old grandson. Her grandson sleeps in a room in a lower level of the house by himself, and they pull the shades and shut the door, and it's dark in there. So, but the father has an office that he works at night in at home. So they put this little Miles, his name is Miles, to bed, and Miles lays in bed, and he's just, this disposition is unbelievable. He lays in bed and talks to himself and sings to himself until he falls asleep. Well, this one night, the father heard Miles saying, "Try again." And a little while later, he said, "Well, try again." The little Miles is saying this to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a little bit, the father opens the door, and he goes upstairs. And a little while later, this little two-year-old comes upstairs, and he said, Miles, how did you get up here?" He said, "Miles up." And I've thought of that all through my illness, and I still do. That's not become sort of a little motto with me that I think encompasses what you teach us. Try again. Try again. Miles.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I thought it was so sweet.
I love it. That's just absolutely adorable. And yes, we should always, Miles, try again.
Yeah. Anyway, again, I thank all of you for your prayers. And I know all will be well. Whatever it is, it will be well. Thank you so much, Glenda. And I You're hope welcome. You and Larry are doing much better, too.
We are. We are. And Good. Thank you for your love. I love you so much.
And I love you so much, too.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Bye enjoy now. The blessing today. And I'm
oh,
going
I
to
will.
Take a call.
Okay. I've only missed
I'm so glad
them,
you're
but...
here. I know. We missed you, too.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm opening your line, Nancy. Nancy, you're on.
Thank you, Glenda. I hope you and Larry are doing well, and the cats are, too.
Well, yes, we're all doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Glenda, I have a special request from a woman who's the patient of a physician, and she's asked me to request that the blessing givers say prayers for this physician. His name is Mirko Roethlisberger, and he has a rare form of cancer. And apparently he's very dedicated and a very caring and loving man. And this kind of cancer, it involves his nerves and his endocrine system. And I request that the blessing givers around the world send him light and say prayers for him to bring forth his highest and best good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We will. And, you know, Nancy, you brought up a very good point here, and that is that something I do sometime in my daily blessings, when I don't have anyone specific to focus on, I bless those who are caring for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that's the best way to reach people who need care.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I pray and bless the doctors and the nurses and the nannies and the caregivers because I know they know who needs it. And if they're stronger, they'll do better.
Absolutely. And sometimes when I'm praying for someone and their caregivers, I'll pray that by divine insight, they will do exactly the right things and exactly the right timing to bring
exactly.
forth the person's highest good. So really feel like now we're talking about a caregiver who needs care. And
yes.
So I lift him up, and I hope that everybody will lift him up to that high place where there's only perfection.
Oh, and yes, we will.
Healing power. Thank you so much.
And where is he? Where is he located physically?
In Central Florida.
Central Florida. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Joni, I see you're on. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. Thank you. I'm asking for a blessing for the organization I work for, which is a foundation that supports the largest hospital in the north of Haiti, a hospital called Hôpital Sacré-Cœur, or Sacred Heart Hospital. How perfect is that? And during the summertime, it's donations come in very slowly, talking about cycles, but obviously the bills and the workers' salaries need to be paid. So I would just like a blessing that, you know, that those who have the heart to and want to help and are able to help to, you know, to see some financial blessings coming into the foundation and to the hospital to get through this time.
Okay. We sure will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joni. And Susan, you're on. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. Somebody beat me to it. I wanted to know how the cats are doing because I put in
Well,
prayers.
Actually, thank you so much. We are seeing progress every day. We've still got a ways to go, but... When I took my baby back to the doctor for his checkup. The doctor was really surprised that he had done as well as he was doing, and he said, I'm so glad you didn't give up on him. And I said, I'll never give up on him. He's strong, and he's my baby, and that's it.
Okay.
So we've got a ways to go, but because it's a long-term situation, yeah.
Well, we'll see putting prayers for the two of them. Rama. I forgot his brother. What's his brother's name?
Well, Rama is the one.
Oh, but wasn't there two of them that were?
No, just one. Well, okay. Yes, Shiva. Shiva is
right,
the other one. Shiva had feline. Shiva got over it completely.
Oh,
he had feline infectious peritonitis. Which 1% of cats survive. He completely survived it, but that was when he was 6 months old.
Okay.
Years and years, he's 14 now. So years and years and years ago. He's always fine.
Okay.
He's fine, healthy, strong.
All right.
And Rama now has it. And it's harder on an elderly cat.
Right.
It's very hard. And the percentages are still 1%, except in an elder cat, it's probably less than 1%. But we're going to make it. We're going to make it. Okay? The doctor's just shocked.
We'll keep prayers.
Keep your prayers. And I keep... Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Rama, you know, Rama's a blessing giver.
I know. That's why, it means that much, that he's so much a part of this, so...
I
would have done it anyway, but it means even more if he's a major player in what we're doing here.
Well, yeah, I used to have his picture on our blessing group site, except that everybody who's a member, we get charged for every month, and Rama didn't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to pay.
Cute.
So anyway, I'll send everybody a picture of him. Then you can see what he's so cute. All right, especially with his little shaved paws where he's been getting injections. He's just the cutest little rabbit in the world.
Yeah. Okay, good. I've been working feverishly on not reacting. I just want you to know you were talking about that before. And boy, I'm really working like crazy on my reactions to people that like to press my buttons, just so you know.
You know, people are like that. And we've got to, that's a great point of mastery. One of the most important points of mastery we can all have, and I'll tell you why. Because the reactive side of the mind always directs us to survival issues.
Right.
And the lower part of reasoning, which isn't always even reasonable, it's just coping, looking for immediate solutions.
Totally.
If we can quiet the reactive part of our mind, then we can take an elevator ride. Then we take an elevator ride up to where we have a higher perspective. We have more options, and our faith is more powerful.
No doubt.
So no matter what it is, whether it's you, a friend, a family member, whether it's sickness, financial challenge, or environmental challenge, just don't react.
Right.
You'll have more to work with.
Totally. And I recognize these people are in my life to help me to do that. You know, that's really important because so much of the time I would get into self-pity. I said, all right, that's enough with that. These people are in your life to help you move up and learn how not to react. They're there for a reason. Learn from this and learn from that.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. There are many points to master in this life. And that's what we keep studying in our various webinars as we go along, the many points of mastery. I'm getting ready to announce our third webinar for the year, our summer webinar. I wanted to get us through the 4th of July holiday and allow people to get back to their worlds and focus a little bit before I announce it. But what it is going to be focused on the fact there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. There's only a few things in life that are absolutely wrong. And those are outlined in the Ten Commandments and a few of our civil laws. And other than that, it's mostly in the gray zone, and it either is light gray or dark gray, depending on how well we handle it and whether we turn it to the good or whether we allow it to consume us and put us into a dark side of our life. And there's a chapter that's devoted to this in Love Without End. It's called Pathways to Success. But this will be even deeper because we're extracting it from the Lord's Prayer, where in the Lord's Prayer we are not only told to deliver us from evil, but to turn us away from distraction. And that ability to manage the gray zones of life is one of the most important points of mastery any of us can have. Because once we know how to get our light pointed in the right direction, nothing can dim it. And then we really have something to work with. But we'll talk about that more next week when we get ready to release it. Now, we have four people left on our call, and I need to go very quickly. Let's just ask for a blessing, okay? Because it's not unfortunate. Everything happened just as it was supposed to. But we did take a fair amount of time on our discussion. So from area code 202, you're on.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. This is Joshua, and I'm asking for blessing for my wife, Carol, who is suffering from a not fully diagnosed gastro problem, which is extraordinarily painful. They don't know if they think she has several things, and they're not sure yet. It's going to take a little while to work it out, but she's in extreme pain. And so I was going to ask for a blessing for her.
What is her name, Josh?
Carol Happy.
Oh, Carol. Okay.
That's it.
She's definitely on my list and in my heart. And you too.
Okay, thank you.
Try to stay calm. You'll find more power to help her. Okay, from area code 413. You're on.
Thank you, Glenda. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz. And
hi, Sarah.
Hi, so good. So much of what people have talked about is already just touching me, and just so grateful for this community and this work. And just wanted to ask for a special blessing of support and help today. I teach in the community college system here in California, and there's a lot of changes happening right now, and I'm working on a plan that is going to be really important for some of our most vulnerable students, and it's a real kind of like uphill battle, so I just want to really ask for some help and support. It feels like part of my divine plan to be working on this, and so I'm asking for some support for that, but also that discernment between just knowing I have a part to play and also really accepting this bigger plan that I'm a part of and not thinking I'm the author of all of that. So,
okay, Sarah, can you tell me a little more what the plan is?
Yeah, sure. So
I mean, without taking too long.
Yeah, you bet. basically some of our students who have still a lot of issues with reading, with knowing okay. how to read at a college level, and they kind of want us to just ignore them. And I feel, I don't want to, of course, ignore them. I want to help our school really meet them. Yeah.
It's kind of a student rescue plan.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect.
Okay, that's what I wanted in two words so we can focus on it. Yes, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Bless you.
And we have someone from Erica 218.
Oh.
You're on.
This is Jerome.
Hey. Hi, Jerome.
Okay, listen, for Andrew and Kim, and I've got a physical condition that just came up today, but I know I can work this out with spirit, and for all your love and healing, you can just send me a little help, but I know I can work it out. It's a little hernia in the body, but I know that God and Jesus are there for me to work everything out, and you are
too. Yes.
Love you in the highest degree of spirit that there is, so keep up all the good work.
You're just, Jerome, you're just expanding. You just need to expand in a different way.
Okay, I will. I will do that. Thank you. Love you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And last but not least, Desmond, you're on, but keep it short, please. We have to hear that.
I will, Glenda. Glenda, I love you a lot, and I love Yeshua a lot, and I finally reconciled a lot of my beliefs, and I've been reading the Belief, the Pathway to Attainment over and over and over again. And I liked how you wanted to escape from that question with Yeshua when he had, you know, kind of whatever. But I'm still in the hospital, and I'm getting sedated now for a bit. And my doctor's name is Ozenchak. My nurse today is Nicole. And my family's all working really hard. I'm not sure about my plans of where I'm going to be staying. I might actually move to Edmonton, the city, because it's cheaper financially. And I really appreciate your conversations with Yeshua. They mean a lot to me. They're so filled with sustenance, with his essence, and sometimes it's so pure it doesn't really correlate with the world that we live in that's so vain and such a high integrity level to live from. But I have to sometimes set boundaries that are constructive and real, that, you know, support my individual growth, that aren't necessarily the highest level that he comes from. But on the same token, it makes my life better morally than it was before. And I love you a lot, Glenda. Yeah, and I love
you too, Desmond.
Yeah, and I love all the miracles you've performed over the last 10 years. I've just seen you perform so many miracles and in my life and in the lives of other peoples, and I appreciate all your blessings, and I really love your Christ blessing a lot. I think it was like meant for me. I remember all the years and years of doing Christ blessing with all the groups that we had on the side, and with Maura, for example, and so thank you very much, Glenda.
You're very welcome, Desmond, and I just want you to know that not every illusion is true. On the earth plane, we can look at a lot of things that are going on in our life, and they seem to be real. But that's actually not the real you. That's just the experience you're going through. So we go through a lot of experiences in the course of our life, and some of them are challenging, some of them are unpleasant, and some of them are just magnificent. But all experiences pass. What lasts forever is you. And so as long as you can stay centered in yourself, in communion with God, you'll be fine. No matter what, you'll be fine.
And that's the first pillar of belief. So thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome, Desmond. And let's all get ready for our blessing now. So if you will, blessing givers, join me standing, and those who have come to receive a blessing, please be seated. And just be seated in the very most comfortable way You do not have to strike any special pose, except don't cross your legs and don't cross your arms. There's a good reason, and that is that we're going to be passing lots and lots of energy through your body. And your body is actually wired for right and left. And we don't want those channels crossed. We want them to go straight down to the earth and straight back up from the earth to heaven on these two, in these two parallel, conduits, if you will. Just consider them pipelines. Pipelines from heaven to earth, and don't cross them. Other than that, just be relaxed. I don't care if you're slumping in your chair. That's all right with me. If you want to be in bed propped up on pillows, that's all right with me too. However, it is desirable and preferable if your feet can actually be on the floor. It's not on, or you know, if you really, really want it to take it all the way, have them on fresh living grass outside. Actually touch the earth. And in the summertime, sometimes you can do that. I have had people who deliberately go to the park exactly for a blessing. When we have our blessing conferences, we really try our best to be standing in the surf of the Gulf on the wet sand. And the conduction of energy is powerful. And not only that, the water takes the conveyance of that energy out to all the waters of the earth. And so it's a great blessing for the earth. Sometimes I will just go to the beach. And I will offer a blessing standing in the surf. I love to do that. That's one of my favorite pleasures and pastimes in my life since I've lived here close to the beach. But however it works for you today, that's fine. Just have your eyes closed. Let your attention fall into your heart. Be open. Let your mind be blank, because it can't do anything about this. Your brain was actually built for earth-level management. I mean, it really was. I mean, truly, for all the great and wonderful things we can say about it. And there's a lot of praise we can give to our beautiful, beautiful brain mind. But it was created for earth-level experience and to manage earth-level experience, even the most brilliant earth-level experience. That's not what this is about. This is about a ladder from heaven to earth and from earth back up to heaven. So just relax. I'm going to say a prayer to Yeshua. When I'm complete, you will start your prayer to Yeshua. Include in your prayer the things you need and want. Even though God already knows everything you need, it's important that you ask, because it confirms your readiness to receive. And it's an expression that you give to your Father of appreciation and happiness and trust and expectation. And all of these are great expressions from the heart. Dear Yeshua, our friend, our brother, Son of the living God, the one who is with us always and forever, since before our birth, even since before we made our contract to be born, you were there and conferred with us on what we could expect. You helped us work out the plans. You helped us see the valleys and the mountaintops and the dry deserts we would have to cross and the conflicts we might have you helped us plan for the benefits we would offer, the accomplishments we would achieve, and the love we would share with others. We now ask you to rejoin us in the plan, that you would be with us, to walk with us, talk with us, have a little bit to drink with us, a little water, and give us the water of your life that really quenches our thirst. Laugh with us, cry with us, and let us hold you in a big bear hug. Because if we don't hug you, who would we hold? You have been there for us forever and will be forever. We love you and we express our love. And we include in our love for you all those who can't say it right now, but they feel it and they know it. We give to all the others of this earth your love and offer ourselves as a human bridge for the conveyance of your love. All these things we ask in faith, in hope, in joy, and with charity to everyone. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete, except for all you're receiving. So go and lie down now for at least 7 minutes. Receive. Don't think. Just receive. Be a blank slate on which God can write a blessing for you. Bye-bye for now, and know that you're very loved. And I hope to see you again next week.